We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Samach Vav Amud Beis. The Mishnah is talking about, which we started in the last Mishnah, about the Ish, who is usually a Kayin, who brought the Sar L'Azazel to the area called Azazel, which is a cliff, a tzuk, a cliff in the Midbar, that he threw it down this rocky cliff, and the Sar broke it to pieces. So it says in the Mishnah that Mekira Yerushalayim hoyim alavin oisai atzuka harishoina. The Chashuve Yerushalayim, the Chashuv people from Yerushalayim, walked this person from the Yerushalayim until the first sukkah. And the Mishnah tells us Esa sukkah is Yerushalayim atzuk. There were 10 huts from Yerushalayim until the tzuk. Tishim ris shivo mechzalachol mil. From Yerushalayim to Letzuk was 90 ris, which comes out, if you divide 90 by 12, it's 7.5 ris per mil. So, Akapanim, there was 12 mil from the Yerushalayim to Letzuk, and on that they had 10 sukkahs. And like we'll see in the Gemara, and Rashi explains, that 1 mil out of Yerushalayim is 1 sukkah, and so on and so forth, 1 mil apart, altogether 10 sukkahs. So if you count from Yerushalayim until the first sukkah, and then so on and so forth, that's 10 mil. Then from the last sukkah until the tzuk was 2 mil. So the group in every sukkah from before Yom Kippur, every sukkah, there was people there. Why? Because you're not allowed to go out of your tchum. A tchum Shabbos, and Yom Tov, you have a tchum also, is 2,000 amas. So you can't walk more than 2,000 amas. Only this person who's bringing the azazel was doicha the din of tchumim. Like Rashi spoke out in yesterday's daf, that's only the rabbanon. That's why you didn't need a pasuk for that. But it was the ister rabbanon of tchumim. But only the kohen, or the Yisrael who's bringing, only the shliach who's bringing the sar azazel, to go out of his tchum. So in every hut, they had prepared from before yontif. They had people there, and they walked him as much as the tchum could go, 2,000 amos, which means to the next sukkah. And at every sukkah, there were people stationed there, and they walked into the next sukkah. So the Kirish line walked into the first sukkah, there were people in the first sukkah, they walked to the next sukkah, and that got you 10 mil. The last sukkah was 2 mil away from the cliff. So the people from the last sukkah walked them 1 mil, walked the shliach 1 mil, and the last mil he walked alone and went to the cliff alone. So I call sukkah a sukkah. I'm loy. In every sukkah, they tell him harimozoin reimayim. In every sukkah, they say, by the way, we have food here, we have water here. If you're hungry, when we lav noisem a sukkah l'sukkah, and they walk from sukkah to sukkah, chutz ma'akron shvem besides the last one, chayinu begiim l'tzuk. That will not reach and get him. Will not get him all the way to the tzuk. Only go 2,000 amos, and there's no 2,000 amos to be going himself. The people from the sukkah will watch from far away. V'roya es ma'isav maya oisin. They'll see what he's doing. Now, it comes out that there's two reasons for the sukkah. There are two reasons for the sukkah. One reason for the sukkah is to have mazon and mayim in the sukkah. And the other reason for the sukkah is to station people there to walk him. So there's two reasons for the sukkah. You to have water and food there just in case he's hungry. And number two, to have people there to walk him from station to station. When he gets to the azazel, what does he do? He takes this red string and he cuts it in half. Chatzav kosher b'sela, half of it he ties on a rack. V'chatzav kosher b'shtei karnov, the other half he ties between the horns of the sire of the goat. V'doich v'lachar, he pushes it backwards over the cliff. V'muskal g'v'yeri, then it rolls down the mountain. L'hoye magia l'chatzav har, it didn't reach half the har. Achinasei varm varm, still was broken into pieces. Now the Kohen Gadol is finished. He goes back to the last sukkah until it gets dark. The shliach goes back to the last sukkah until it gets dark. Are you going to ask me a question? L'chair, it's 4,000 amos, which is out of his tchum. And the halacha is, once someone leaves his tchum, even bereshus, so usually if you leave out of your tchum, you only have 4 amos. But if you go bereshus, Chazal gave you 2,000 amos each way. So all he has is 2,000 amos. How can he go back to the sukkah? It's 4,000 amos away. So Rashi has two reasons why we let him do it. First of all, Rashi says because he's frightened to stay alone. It's the middle of a midbar, until it gets dark, he's afraid to be there alone. And number two is because he's fasting and he's weak. So we let him go back and, you know, take a seat in the sukkah. So therefore, we allow him to go back out of his tchum.
Why don't we just put him in another sukkah?
Oh, so in fact, a lot of the Rishonim and Acharim want to put another sukkah there. Just have another sukkah there. So the teretz is that they say is because if you don't want a sukkah too close to the tzuk, you don't want people to see what's going on. So they don't want to put a sukkah so close to the tzuk. And the teretz shows is a little different var that it has to be eretz gzeira. It has to be in the middle of a midbar, nothing around. And if there's something within 2,000 amos, the sukkah within 2,000 amos of the cliff, that's not called eretz gzeira. That's already an inhabited place, and therefore they didn't put any sukkah over there. What?
Yisukka.
Right, Yisukka, yes.
Why is he so tired?
What?
We'll see,
we didn't eat it, we'll see.
It's about 14 miles of walking.
Mm. Bob, the Yashav Loi, it's not 12 mils, a mil is 2,000 amis, it's 4,000 feet. It's a little less than, it's around 9 or 10 miles.
Plus, way back.
Way back. Then we know the halacha is it says in the pasuk that the one who did the shliach of the sarim shliach, he's time of God. And when does that happen? Once he leaves the walls of Yerushalayim, already he becomes tameh. When he pushes it down the mountain, that is when it's chal this din tumah. So atkana mishnah. Now the first gemara we'll discuss about how many sukkahs there are. We said the pshat in our mishnah is 10 sukkahs, like our mishnah says, 10 sukkahs, and 12 mil. And we said from Yerushalayim to the first sukkah was 1 mil, and so on and so forth. If you have 10 sukkahs, between every sukkah is altogether 9 mil. That's how it works. We have the intervals between 9 mil, plus Yerushalayim to the first sukkah is 10 mil, and then at the last thing between that and the sukkah was 2 mil. Altogether 12 mil. Every mil is 2,000 amps. Tanu Rabban, Esa sukkahs, Ushneim, Vishneim, Asamilim, Hayu, the Remeir. Meir Shit is like our mishnah, there was 10 sukkahs and 12 milim. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Teisha sukkahs va'asara milim. There were 9 sukkahs and 10 milim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Taka, there was a hut right by the cliff Taka. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there was 9 sukkahs and 10 milim. And if you go to Yerushalayim and 9 sukkahs, so then within 2,000 namas of the last sukkah was the tzuk. Because altogether, because you do all the from Yerushalayim and 9 sukkahs, that's 9 mil, and then 1 mil from the sukkah until the cliff was within walking distance of 2,000 amps. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said there was chamish sukkahs va'asara milim hayu v'kula de'er. There were 5 sukkahs and 10 milim. If it's 5 sukkahs, so that means there has to be 2 mil in between because there's only 5 sukkahs. So if Yerushalayim and 5 sukkahs is 6 spots, so with 10 milim, that means that there's 2 mil in between. So how'd they get there? So they are Erev. Every person, every hut had an Erev also. They had an Erev Tchumen. Erev Tchumen can get you another 2,000 amas. What? For them. For the people, the people accompany the Kayim.
Not for the Kayim himself.
Not for the Shliach himself, no. Because the Shliach himself isn't walking so far. Only helps them 4,000 amas. But in every Sukkah, they had an Erev to walk 4,000 amas. The Kuhn of the Erev. That's what Rav Yesi says. So Om Rav Yesi, my son asked me, my son Elazar asked me a question on this. He asked if you do an Erev, you don't even need 5 sukkahs. And by the Erev, if you already handling Erev, you can make 2 sukkahs and that's enough. And Rashi explains, how is it possible? Because you have the Bnei Yerushalayim could walk you 2 milim because they have an Erev. Then you have in the first sukkah, you have few groups of people. Some people made an Erev towards Yerushalayim, and some make an Erev towards Eretz Gzeira. So in the first sukkah could be 4,000 amas, it could be 8,000. The first sukkah could be 4 milim away, which is 8,000 amas. The first sukkah could be 4 milim away. Why? The people in Yerushalayim have an Erev, they walk you 2 mil, and they have an Erev, and the people from the sukkah walk you 2 mil to get towards there. So you already have 4 mil from Yerushalayim to the sukkah. Then the sukkah again, from one sukkah to the next sukkah, is another 4 mil. Because the other people in that sukkah have an Erev that way to go 2 mil. And there's people from the second sukkah who have an Erev, they go 2 mil towards you. So that's already 8 mil. And then there's another 4 mil to that's 2 sukkahs. And now, so you have 4, 4 is 8. And then you have another, he said how much you get, 10 mil. Another 2 mil to that. So then they don't even need an Erev. They can even walk you to the sukkah. If you want to walk to the sukkah, you get another Erev. People, and they have an Erev, 2 mil, and walk you all the way to the sukkah, all the way to the cliff. Like a part of me saying, all you need is 2 sukkahs.
But it obviously wasn't only for Erev.
What?
To be able to sit down.
Yeah. But the thing is, he said, the Rav Yossi said, Chomesh Sukkos Aramis, if you, you could do two. So it could be, you're tying, that's not Sukkos Kasher, because maybe you need at least four for, at least five Sukkos for food. That's made a tariff. That's Rosh Hashanah tariff. He says, the reason why it's not so practical is, how do the people in the Sukkah know when to leave to come here? They don't know. They're 2 mil away. They're 4,000, almost a mile away. They have no idea when to come. It's boiling hot down in Kippur. They don't know when to come to greet you. So therefore, that's the Torah Yisrael says, it's not such a good raya. Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a case where five Sukkahs and 10 mil means that in each Sukkah, they'll walk you towards that direction, 2 mil, when they see you. But here, you have to come back and greet them to be meet them exactly. It's a little harder. That's what Rosh says. That's not a mamsh, like a kasha she'en lo of tshuva, but it's a little bit of an aura on him. Okay, so I kind of three shittas in the Brisa. Either it's 10 sukkahs, or it's 9 sukkahs, or it's 5 sukkahs. So to Gemara, Kiman Ozal HaTanya, the following Brisa, who's going according to the Brisa, says, the time of the rice, the chutz ma'achar shebehen, shleigia imay letzuk. Besides, for the last sukkah that the people didn't reach to the tzuk, elo oimid marachik v'rayis ma'isav. They stand far away and see a ma'isav. Who's that? That's like Kaman Karameya. That is like Rav Meir, which is really our Mishnah Shita is like Rav Meir. When we bring a brice, like Kaman Karameya, Tosfos is very bothered by this. That's what's going on. Like Tosfos says, tamely imayla ka'amar Kaman ozal hadatanan. Our Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Like what? Bring a brice like Rav Meir. We get to Al-Kapanim, and this and our Mishnah is the first like Rav Meir. It's just 10 sukkahs and 12 mil. So Al-Kapanim, that's the Gemara says. We have a Mechlekesia, three Shitas, and Rav Meir Shitas is 12 mil away. Zot the Gemara Vayte. Said in the Mishnah, Al-Kol Sukkah v'Sukkah Rimla Rimaz Rimayim. Every sukkah they say, here we have food for you. Zok the Gemara, Tana, Ma'olam Lehutzich Odom Lekach. The Shliach never ever needed this food. El Shein Adoyim Mishas LePasasal Mishas LePasasal. So why do we offer him? Because he feels better if he has pas basalo. If he doesn't pass basalo, then he's hungry. And like the Bali Musa explained a little more deep that when something's usher, that's when you want it. Once it's mutter ready, you don't need it already. You know, you see, so you can't eat, you know, then you want it. But once you're allowed to eat, you're not so hungry anymore. So that's the Milo. You have this food. If you want it, you're going to have it. Once it's mutter for you ready, it's not so hard to manage. And so Machalik is showing him, actually, if he's allowed to eat, if only if he's in Sakono, if he's allowed to eat, even if he's not in Sakono. So it's Machalik is showing him about how to learn that. When he gets to the cliff, what does he do? He splits a red string and he ties half in a rock and half it between the horns of the goat. Very thing about Kasha, a nictere kula vesela, tie everything on the rock. Why do you have to tie half on the horns of the goat? Zok the Gemara, give me the mitzvah vesar, it's a mitzvah to throw the sar down the cliff. Dilma kodam umalbin, maybe if he ties on the rock, it'll get white before he pushes the sar down the cliff. They'll be all excited. Oh, we got a kapara. And he's not going to throw it down the cliff anymore. He'll say, okay, I'm done. I he'll forget about throwing it down the cliff. It's already done. Why should he throw it down the cliff?
How?
What?
How?
How what? How to get white?
Yeah.
Because they did the vidui already before. It's very, we'll see that a lot of times it was Malbim before. It's not the pushing down the cliff didn't have to do it.
Yeah.
What? Oh, so Rashi explains that until you finish tying it, it won't turn white. So if you're still in the middle of the process of tying it, you didn't finish tying it, you still have to tie it all in half, it won't turn white. It has to be in its place already. If it's in its place, it won't work. That's what Rashi speaks out. So here, he's
in its place, you tie it on the
horns,
you tie it on the rock.
No, right, then it costs. Tomorrow's going to ask the question. Let's see. Veniktere kulu, Rashi will explain it. Veniktere kulu ben karnav. That's not, so your kasha is Rashi's question. Rashi's question is that, okay, so now when I tie it between the horns, it'll turn white also, I won't push it down. He says, once I'm being Isaac with the seller, I'll push it down. That's what Rashi says. Once I'm busy with the thing, the fikach, kosher be'achroina, chatziv en karnav, the first wide line of Rashi, ve'enav toilim boy, u'ma'achashu osik boy, he's busy with it be'achroina, lo'iniach mo'dach boy, he's not going to stop him pushing it down. But the Gemara's question is, v'nifte kula ben karnav, so tie the whole string between his horns. So the Gemara knows that, then what's going to happen? Zim the gomish le reishe. Maybe when you're throwing it down, remember backwards, maybe his head will get caught under the body, and v'lava daiti, you won't be able to see the string if it turns white on the way down. If we have one on top, just in case it turns white after it rolls down, you'll have on top to see what's going on. So that's why you don't tie everything on top, because you might forget to turn, you might not push it down then, because it turns white before. And the reason I don't turn tied only on the goat, because it might get caught under the goat's head and you're not going to see if it turned white or not. So the Gemara writes that Tanur Rabbanan, Rishonim, at the beginning, they didn't tie any strings to the goat. Hayukoshrin, and not to the rock either. Hayukoshrin, lost to Zahiris, al Pesach Ulam Vachos. You used to tie it on the door of the Ulam on the outside, so everyone could see it. The Ulam was very tall. They tied it on the outside of the Ulam. So Hilbin, if it got white, Hayusmechim. Klai Yisrael was happy. Loi Hilbin, Hayu Yatsevim. If it didn't turn white, they were depressed. When it was Baishim, they were embarrassed. And on Yontif, it's not Rayu to get upset on Yontif, and the Kippur's a Yontif. So Skinu, Sheikosha Pesach Ulam Aflim. They made it the corner, they get tied on the inside of the Pesach Ulam, and you won't be able to see it. But Dayinu Yimetzitzim, Lemaisa, the oil was peaking. They say it was the Kahanim who could get close to the Ulam. They used to peek inside to see. But Roim, Hilbin, Hoyosmechim, if it got white, they were happy. Lo Hilbin, if it didn't get white, Hoyosmechim, they were upset. Skinu, Sheikosha Pesach Ulam Aflim, Chatzim, then with Sakin, they tie it half on the Sela and half between the horns, and they don't tie it on the Ulam. Amram Nachum Bar Papa Mishum Rav Lezer HaKapar. Bereshoyna Kosh Moshe Zohiris Al Pesach Ulam Mufnim. By beginning is to tie it on the Pesach Ulam Mufnim. The Kivin Shagia Sar LeMidbar. And when the Sar reached the Midbar, Hayamalvin, it turned white. The Yadu Shinas Mitzvasoi. And they knew the Mitzvah was done. Shinema Am Yuchata Eichem Keshonim Keshal Gabinu. If your chait will be like a red string, it'll turn white. Akaponim, so that's what the Gemara says. Now, what's Rav Lezer HaKapar adding on exactly? So the Siach Yitzchak learns that Rav Lezer HaKapar holds, they never ever tied on the outside. The point of this thing turning white or red was not for the people to know. It was for the Kohen Gadol to know when he could go to the next Avodah. The Kohen Gadol doesn't do the next Avodah until the Sa'ir reached the Midbar. How did he know when the Sa'ir reached the Midbar? He knew from when the string turned white, for it was on the inside. So that is why, at the beginning, they used to keep it there. But then he has the same Gemara afterwards. But the people started looking, and they were getting upset. Therefore, they were sacking out that they sent it out. And now, how did he know when to do it? The Gemara later on will give a cheshbon how he knew. We'll see how it did. It's a mishnah later on how he knew that it was done. They had a whole flag thing, or the different way. There's a different way how they knew to go to the next Avodah. The beginning, they used to do this process to know when to do the next Avodah. But people were looking, and they were getting upset. So that's why they were sacking to tie it on the goat's head.
There's a few hour break in that way, though?
So it depends, but like this, if you had to reach the 12 mil, then it was a few hour break. Yeah, it's a 2 hour break, could be. Yeah. But there's one man, the other is just reach the 3 mil. 3 mil.